Freddie P., CanadianThinker.com. Good morning, Frederick.
Good morning, fellas.
Pally, listen.
How are we today?
Very good.
All right, let's talk about the debate last night. Fred, I'm going to say this right out of the gate. I'll tell you something. That Jill Duceppe, he may not, we may not want him to lead the country ever, but he could lead me to his tailor. Boy, oh boy, that suit of his, he was looking slick. He was pimping it last night on the debate compared to the other three.
Craigie. It's funny, but you say that because just as I was preparing a lovely coffee in my Tassimo coffee maker this morning, I was thinking of Jill Duceppe, and I, of course, we all despise the man. We should despise the man for what he represents and what he's really trying to do. But you know what? Of all those leaders, he's got the most spunk. He's got the most personality.
Yeah.
He's got the most character. And I was just thinking, wouldn't it be cool, you know, if he loved his country and he was a leader of a party that was actually relevant in the rest of Canada? He might just be a good leader for the country.
Yeah. He might be one of the most popular leaders of all time, right out the gate congratulating Stephen Harper for taking his first question from someone from the general public when they started the debate on the one-on-ones. And yeah, he's a, you know, slick-looking guy. He kind of has a bit of a James Bond thing going, I think, with that suit.
And it's funny you say that, Matt, too, because I'm thinking of the other leaders. You know, there was many opportunities during that debate, during the debate, to come out with a one-liner, you know, to come out with a smart-ass remark. And you know what this country's like? I mean, generally, the country's got a great sense of humor, and we've developed a lot of great comedians, and in Canada, we can handle that.
Yeah.
And I really think the leader stepped out and showed a little more personality, and showed a little more character, and showed a little more humor, even in a situation like a debate, it would really, really work to their benefit. Because what are we talking about right now? What Jill Duceppe had to say last night. He had a few of them last night.
Yeah, no, he in a lot of ways, he won. And as we said, it's just a shame that he's such on the opposite end of what we all really want. Now, what did you think overall? I found it interesting that Jack Layton and Michael Ignatieff were at each other so much. I thought these two had been in bed together for some time going at Harper, but it seemed like the two of them were more upset with each other than they were at Harper.
Well, let's say this. Out of the gate, to me, no questions. There's no question whatsoever. Stephen Harper won that debate last night, just seriously, hands down. And I think that's part of the reason. Ignatieff and Layton, they need each other's votes, have a chance to knock Harper off. I mean, it's that simple. Like, the Liberals need the people in the NDP to come over and say, listen, we don't want Harper to be the Prime Minister, so we're jumping into bed with you. Jack Layton, as his sorry little party, you know, staggers along, I think down at 14% popularity right now, they're not going to get conservatives to come over to that party. It's going to be, you know, social liberals that are going to come over. So they're after each other. So it was a very interesting dynamic last night. And I say Stephen Harper won because, you know, as the incumbent, as the guy in power, you're the one that everybody's taking shots at. You're the one that everyone is attacking. And he just stayed the course last night. Didn't even look at those guys, just looked in the camera. As a prime minister, told us what he's done for the country, what he plans on doing for the country, and he can speak to his track record, which, regardless of all this other crap, is pretty good. So I think Stephen Harper won almost by default last night.
Yeah, the one knock I would put on Stephen Harper was the looking into the camera and not looking at your opponent or anything like that. There's something about it that I just didn't like, that he's either listening with one ear about what they're jabbering about and just kind of looking into the camera as if saying to the Canadian people, what's this guy talking about kind of thing. But there was something rude about him not even acknowledging the people he was talking to.
Oh, well, I totally disagree. He's the Prime Minister of Canada. He was talking to the country about what he's done and what he plans on doing. And listen, these guys, they all had attitude. Ignatieff, you know, the angry guy, I mean, that's the part he's playing. When he's saying all this sarcastic and snippy stuff, yeah, I don't blame Harper. Forget this little, you know, this guy who came out of nowhere to think he could be prime minister. I'm not going to talk to you, buddy. I'm going to talk to the people that I govern. I think it was great strategy. But hey, we all have our own opinion.
Fred, I thought Ignatieff really dropped the ball when he went at Harper about the vet and the young person in London when they were at that meeting and he had him removed. Mm-hmm. And he went on and on about how Harper does not want to deal with the common folk and the regular Canadians, and that's why he had them removed from this thing. And Ignatieff kept saying, this guy just had a question for you, and you wouldn't even answer his question. If I had been in Michael Ignatieff's camp, I would have found this guy and asked him the question and said, well, Mr. Harper, if you won't listen to the man, I'm going to ask him the question, or I'm going to ask you the question and represent the man because you don't want to represent the people. I just found it interesting that he went at Harper over and over about that and yet didn't even have the question the man wanted to ask.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
And let's be honest. Some of that stuff they're accusing Harper of, Harper's not even aware of it. He's the prime minister of the country. There's different types of security around him than there are of candidates who are just trying to become prime minister. And I'm sure Stephen Harper, if he had really known that guy wanted to question answered and what the situation would turn into, would have given the guy some time. Again, you know, it's like rock stars or big sports stars. You know, often they're protected. They don't even know what's going on around them half the time because of security. And not that I'm making excuses for Stephen Harper. It's just at the end of the day, do you really think those are the type of issues that we should be concerned with? Now, look at Ignatieff. You know, Leighton went at him about, he's got a horrific, horrific attendance record in the House of Commons.
Yeah.
He rarely shows up.
Yeah, he missed 70, supposedly, or something like that.
Yeah, or 70%.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. When you're putting everything through the wash and what's important to you as a Canadian, who your leader's going to be, these things about, oh, they wouldn't let the kid in because of Facebook, I mean, this really doesn't resonate with a lot of people. They just don't have time for issues like that. But this guy that wants to be prime minister, you talk about contempt of parliament, you don't even show up for work and you want to be prime minister?
Yeah.
And I mean, that resonates with me.
And Freddie, before we let you go, should Elizabeth May have been involved? I think it's wrong that she wasn't included. She's got people across this country. The Green Party, although small, it's got some movers in it.
Well, look at it this way. You've got the NDP that has 14% popularity, and you have the Bloc Québécois, a guy that wants to rip the country apart, and he's exclusive to Quebec. They're allowed to take part. But Elizabeth May isn't. I mean, she's got as much relevance as the other two guys, so why not?
Yeah, exactly. All right, Freddie. Well, look, we'll continue to read CanadianThinker.com. You got some great stuff on the Habs and the playoffs as we get going towards that, and I continue to read CanadianThinker.com when we're following our election coming up in May. Always a pleasure, Freddie, and we'll have you on next week.
See you, Fred.
Loving you, boys.